折呢，就是跟其他的那些部分有一点点的不同。
And we've learned a lot about the book of Colossians.
所以呢，我们也学了很多关于哥罗西书。
In particular, the book of Colossians talks about a people, an assembly, and individuals who are great for God.
所以呢，这里特别的呢，哥罗西书谈到的呢，一群人或者一部分人，他们在神里，对神来说，他们是一群伟大的人。
And I hope your prayer is the same as mine, and that is that the Lord will make us a colossus for his glory.
所以呢，我想呢，你与我的祷告都是一样的。我们会祈求神让我们为了他的荣耀把我们都变成巨大。
And there are many aspects of this colossus.
所以在这个巨大的方面呢，有几个方面可以去说。
And one of these is the family of God.
其中一项呢，就是神的家。
And so many of you will remember the hymn we often sing at 16th, which goes like this. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God.
所以你们大家都可能记得一首赞美诗，我们在教堂里经常唱的是，我非常高兴我成为神家里的一员。
And I've told you before that I've been around 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel all my life.
因为我告诉过你们，我的整个一生都在十六届教会里面。
And I was with the Christians at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel even before they came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
因为我是已经在十六届教会里面，当那些其他的人来到之前，我已经在里面了。
We were and we have become a lovely family.
因为我们曾经是，我们也成为了一个非常有爱的家庭，大家庭。
And so I just keep on going back in my own mind to people that I knew 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, all the way back to the time when I was a boy. I remember all these wonderful people. They're all part of the family of God.
因为我经常在回顾20年前、30年前、40年前，甚至在，所以一直到我还是个小孩子的时候，所以这所有的人呢，都是神家里的一个成员。
Most of them have gone to heaven.
他们大多数已经去了天堂。
But many haven't, for which we're truly thankful.
所以呢，我们还没有从现在非常感恩。
All right, so God has done wonderful things, and He has not only saved us as individuals, but He has brought us into His family.
所以呢，神是非常奇妙的，他不光是把我们个人拯救了，然后同样把我们带到他的大家庭里面。
Now that's a family we're going to enjoy forever.
这就是我们一个永恒的，我们去享受的一个家庭。
I hope you get excited about going to heaven.
我希望你能够感到非常兴奋，你准备去天堂的时候。
My question to you is, what are you going to talk about when you sit down with Abraham and Sarah?
因为我的问题是呢，当你和亚伯拉罕、撒拉坐在一起的时候，你会跟他们谈什么呢？
You say what?I'm going to sit down with Abraham and Sarah.
你说什么？我可以和亚伯拉罕和撒拉坐在一起吗？
And the answer is yes. We're going to live with Abraham and Sarah for eternity. So Abraham and Sarah will become our very good friends.
所以呢，答案是肯定的，因为我们会和亚伯拉罕、撒拉呢，在永恒里一起度过，他们会成为我们的很好的朋友。
Frankly, that's going to be exciting.
因为坦率地说，这非常令人兴奋。
He'll tell us what it was like to live 4,000 years ago.
他会告诉我们他们在四千年之前所发生的事。
He'll tell us how he walked from Ur of the Chaldees to the land of Israel.
他也会告诉我们他是怎样从他被呼召出来的，然后走到了那个以色列的那个国土上的。
He'll tell us how he believed in God, and then he will ask us how we believed in God.
他会来告诉我们他们是怎么信神的，他也会问我们你们是怎么信神的。
So the family of God is very important, and that's what the rest of the book of Colossians is all about. It's all about the family of God.
神的家庭呢是非常重要的，这就是哥罗西书后面所谈到的，所有的都是讲到神的大家庭的。
If we are a great big colossus, we're a colossus by the grace of God in our own lives, in our own assembly, and even beyond our own assembly.
所以呢，我们如果是一个巨大的，但是呢，我们是藉着神的恩典，在我们自己里面成为巨大，在我们的教会里成为巨大，甚至在教会以外，你也成为一个巨人。
So let's start in verse 7 of chapter 4.
我们开始第四章第七节开始。
It says, Tychicus will tell you all the news about me.
因为这里讲到呢，有我亲爱的兄弟推基古要将我一切的事情告诉你们。
That's kind of interesting. Paul writes this letter to them, and he knows that they will be very interested in him. So he says, Tychicus will tell you all the news about me.
也这是非常有趣的，使徒保罗写信给他们，他知道他们对保罗的事情非常感兴趣，所以他说，我的推基古弟兄告诉你，送给你们，他要告诉你一切关于我的事。
It would be very peculiar, wouldn't it, if they were not interested in the news about Paul?
这个呢，这个也许是非常独特的。如果说他们对所有的关于保罗的事不感兴趣的话。
And so Paul goes out of his way to say, don't you worry, Tychicus will tell you how I'm doing, he'll tell you all about me.
所以呢，使徒保罗跟他们说，你们不要担心，不要担心了，因为推基古会把我所有的一切的事情都告诉你们。
And they may never even have met Tychicus. Tychicus was going to carry this letter to the church in Colossae.
所以那些人呢，可能从来没见过推基古，所以推基古会把这封信带着去见他。
So Paul tells them, who he is. Verse 1:7 again says, he is a dear brother.A faithful minister and a fellow servant in the Lord.
于是保罗告诉他们这个推基古是谁，他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人。
There's three good things about him. Number one, he's a dear brother. He's the kind of person that you will like. You'll love him.
所以有三件事，第一件事，他是一个亲爱的兄弟，所以呢，他是一个非常好的人，有爱的人，你会喜欢他的。
Number two, he's a faithful servant.
所以第二个呢，他是一个非常忠心的执事。
And then he said he's a fellow servant, which means he's working with me in the great work of God.
然后呢，他也说呢，他是和我一同做主的仆人的，这就是说他和保罗一起在做神的工。
All right, so verse 8 says,I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts.
八节是我特意打发他到你们那里去，好像你们知道我的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
So it's important that we get to know one another and it's important that we know about one another.
因为对我们来说是非常重要的，我们互相认识，我们也知道其他的人。
So a half an hour ago, my phone rang.
一半个小时之前，我的电话响了。
And the man is a Christian in Vancouver, but he's not part of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
这个人呢, 他是温哥华的一个基督徒, 但是并不是我们16节教会的一员。
He said, I just phoned to find out how you're doing.
我只是打电话来问你最近怎么样。
I thought, well, that's very nice. Somebody cares.
我说真的太好了,有些人关心我。
And so I told him that I was doing quite well. I thanked him very much for his interest. But it's nice to know that he cared for me and he wanted to know about me.
因为我跟他说呢,我非常好,我非常感谢他,但是最有趣的是他关心我,他想知道在我身上发生了什么样的事情。
And the separation between the Colossians and the Apostle Paul was far greater than our separation on Zoom.
因为那个使徒保罗和当时哥罗西的基督徒他们之间的分离呢远比我们在Zoom上这样的分离要大得多。
And so he sent Tychicus to tell them how he was doing.
因为他派那个提西古去告诉他们他的近况。
And he said he did this in order to encourage your hearts.
但是使徒保罗说他这么做的目的是为了鼓励他们的内心。
So I guess I would like to live my life in such a way that if you were to hear about it, you'd be encouraged.
因为他说我想过一种 我的生活方式,如果你听到了我的生活方式的话,
it would be very disappointing if I were to live my life in such a way that if you heard about it, you'd be disappointed.
这个是非常糟的,如果你听到我的生活方式的话, 对你来说, 很失望, 这个是, 非常, 令人不喜欢的。
So, and then he goes on in verse 8. Verse 9, he says, he's coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here.
第九节继续说,我要打发一位亲爱的忠心的弟兄阿尼西姆同去,他也是你们那里的人,他们要把这里的一切事告诉你们。
Now, Onesimus is a very interesting man.
所以安尼西姆呢是一个非常有趣的人。
Onesimus was a runaway slave and he probably was a thief.
所以呢,这个呢,安尼西姆呢,他是一个逃脱的奴隶,他可能甚至是个贼。
He went to prison and when he was in prison he met the Apostle Paul.
所以他被抓到监狱里去,当他在监狱里的时候他碰到了使徒保罗。
And the Apostle Paul had the privilege of leading him to the Lord Jesus. Onesimus became a Christian.
所以使徒保罗有幸把安尼西姆呢带到认识了主，所以安尼西姆成为那个基督徒。
So that was pretty exciting.
这样呢，太令人兴奋了。Then
Onesimus was freed, and Paul said to him, you've got to go back to your slave master now. Probably you stole things from him. You've got to go back and you've got to repay him. And you've got to make things right with your former boss.
所以呢,当那个安尼西姆从监狱里放出来的时候,使徒保罗跟他说,你要回到你的主人那里去,你可能从你主人那里偷了东西,你可能做了不当的事,所以你要去把你所有的过错把它弥补起来。
And you read all the story of that in the book of Philemon.
在腓利门书里你会读到所有的这些故事。
And so Onesimus goes back by the grace of God. He settles his affairs with his former boss and he goes on and serves the Lord.
所以呢,那个安尼西门听了那个话,他就回去了。 回去了把所有的一切的过错都纠正了和他的前主人,然后他再回来开始服侍主。
And so I sit back and I say, this is a really good story. Not only did Onesimus get saved, but he went back to make things right. And after that, he went on to live for the Lord a very profitable life.
所以呢，我说那这个是太好了，这个安尼西姆呢，他不但的是成为了基督徒，他回去把他以前做错的事儿都弥补起来了，而且是后来他为了主，他做过了一个很有益的、有益于主的那样的一个人生。So
good testimony of Onesimus.
所以很好的见证，这个安尼西姆做了。Now
verse 10 says, "My fellow prisoner Aristarchus sends you his greetings."
第十节就是说与我一同作监的亚历达古问你们。So
Paul is in prison, but he's not alone. Aristarchus is also in prison with him.
所以呢，使徒保罗他在坐牢，但是他并不是孤独的，因为这个亚基提古和他在一起。Well,
frankly, if I were in prison, I got to be careful how I say this. But if I were in prison, I would like it if you could be in prison with me, please.
所以他说他这话说这话的时候，他非常小心。他如果我坐监坐牢的话，我希望你们和我一起坐牢。Frankly,
it'd be a lot more fun to be in prison with somebody you know and love than to be in prison alone.
所以呢，但是你如果你坐牢的话呢，有你爱的人和你在一起，比你一个人更好。
And so, in the mercy of God, both of them are in prison together.
因为记着神的怜悯，他们两个人一起在监狱里。
And now, there's another one here, and his name is Mark. He's here referred to as the cousin of Barnabas. He was actually Barnabas' nephew.
所以呢，实际上这里讲到的另外一个人巴拿巴的表弟，这里讲的就是他的侄子，其实上是他的表弟。Both
Onesimus and Mark have not very good backgrounds.
所以呢，不管那个是那个巴拿巴斯还是马尔可，他们都没有。Onesimus
was a runaway slave and a thief.
所以呢，那个。 安尼西蒙呢是一个逃脱的一个奴隶和一个贼。Mark
was basically a runaway missionary.
马可呢实际上是一个逃脱的一个宣教士。He
had traveled with Paul and Barnabas in their first missionary journey, but after a while he decided to go home.
所以呢，他其实上是和 保罗和巴拿巴斯他们一起去做宣教，然后在半道呢，他决定逃跑了，回家了。I
think that was a great disappointment to Paul and to Barnabas.
我认为那个呢，让保罗和巴拿巴斯非常失望。It
was probably a shameful thing and left Mark feeling very embarrassed.
所以呢，就是这个呢，可能。 当那个马可离开的时候，对他来说可能是一个非常羞愧的、尴尬的事儿。But
the wonderful thing is that Mark didn't stay a failure. He realized he'd done wrong, and he responded to the wonderful message of salvation, and he became a very profitable servant.
所以呢，实际上呢，那个马可呢，并没一直保持在一个失败者的状态，所以他呢回应了福音，然后他又开始起来了，继续成为一个对神来说非常有益处的仆人。So
two things about this. Number one, you may have failed as you were going on in the Christian life, and you may have been disappointed. You may have disappointed other people. Don't stop. Come back.
所以呢，这个问题就这样的。你有可能在你的基督徒人生中呢失败了，或者说你让其他的基督徒呢失望了，所以你不要停留在那里，你回来，回到教会来。
Mark ultimately became very valuable in the work of God. He actually wrote the Gospel of Mark.
所以呢，马可呢最后成为呢对神来说一个极大价值的一个基督徒，他甚至写了马可福音。
He was something like Peter in that, wasn't he? Peter often made mistakes.
这个跟彼得有点类似，因为彼得经常犯错。
But he didn't stop. He said, all right, I made a mistake. He admitted he was wrong, and then he kept on going.
因为这个呢，彼得他并没有说停留在他的错误里，他承认了错误，然后继续前行。
So if you've made a mistake, you remember the good stories of Peter and Mark.
如果你犯了错，你要记得这样一个好故事，关于彼得和马可。
But you may know somebody else who's made a mistake. What do you do with them?
所以你也可能知道其他的人犯了错，那你怎么对待他们呢？
You encourage them, you help them, you serve them in order that they too will be restored to service for the Lord.
所以你鼓励他，服侍他，去帮助他，这样呢，他也可以重新回到神的家。
And so the next sentence reads, you've received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him.
这里继续说呢，这是on verse 10, right?
That would be the middle of verse 10, yes.
Yeah.
End of verse 10.
所以说到这马可，你已经受了吩咐，他说到你们那里，你们就接待他。
All right, now, it would be easy to say, uh-oh, I've heard bad things about Mark. Don't come here, Mark.
这非常容易的说，这个马可，我听到了一些他的不好的事，所以不要让马可来。
Paul says, you may have heard some bad things about Mark. You welcome him. He's got a good heart. He did fail, but he's a good man. You welcome him back.
所以呢，你们可能听到有些关于马可不利的事，但是呢，他现在已经成为一个好人，你们欢迎他，欢迎他回到神的家里来。Okay,
lots of love in the Church of God for the people who are serving the Church of God, even lots of love for those who have failed.
所以呢，在神的家里有大量的爱，这样的爱呢，是去服侍那些。 爱神的人，甚至对那些失败的人，我们也对他非常爱。
Then he says, Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends his greetings.
然后他接着说呢，耶稣又称为犹士都，也问你们安。
We don't know much about this man at all, other than he's serving, the church. And he's sending his greetings to the Colossians.
所以呢，我们对这个人不是很了解，但是这里所以我们所有知道的呢，是他来问那些哥罗西使人的安。So
Paul goes on, he says, these are the only Jews among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me.
历史的榜单说呢。 这是唯一的那些犹太人，他呢，与我同工，也叫你们，我心里得安慰的人。So
they were all working with Paul, and they all sent their greetings to the Colossian people.
所以这些人呢，都是和保罗一起做工的，这三个人都派到了哥罗西人那里去。All
right, verse 12 says, Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Jesus Christ, he sends greetings.
所以第十二节就说呢，有你们那里的人做基督仆、耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安。So
Epaphras was not a Jew. He's not included in the first group. He's a Gentile.
所以以巴弗呢，他不是犹太人，他不包括在前面那个组里，他是个外邦人。
But it says he's one of you, which probably means he was a Colossian Christian as well.
所以呢，他呢，说呢，他是你们其中的一员，他也有可能是一个 巨大的基督徒。
He just didn't live at Colossae. He was with Paul, probably in the prison, probably in Rome. He was part of the church in Rome.
所以呢，他不是当时在哥罗西，他是和保罗在一起。他本来和保罗一起坐监，又和保罗一起在罗马，所以他是罗马教会的一员。
But then verse 12 says, he is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured.
第十二节继续说，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
So Paul was part of the church in Colossae. Sorry.Epaphras was part of the church in Colossae. Then he went to Rome to be with Paul, but he's still praying for the church at home.
所以这个呢，叫什么这个以巴佛呢，他实际上是哥罗西的一员，然后呢，他去了罗马，到罗马，他和保罗在一起，但是他在罗马的时候，仍然为哥罗西人祷告。
So there are several aspects to the family of God.
所以呢，有几个方面对神的家庭来说。
And one is that family that you first grow up with when you first come to know the Lord. They are a very close family.
所以呢，那样一个家呢，就是当你刚开始信主的时候，你和他们在一起的时候，那是你最开始最亲近的一个家。
And you may move away, you may be involved in different works for God elsewhere, but you will continue to know and love the church from which you came.
所以呢，你可能会搬家，你搬家以后到了其他的教会，但是你会继续为那些祷告，继续去爱那些你在那里成为基督徒的那个教会。
So I told you that I've always been a part of the assembly at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, but on three occasions, I had to move away.
现在我告诉过你我的一生呢一直是在十六节教会，但是有三次我搬离开了。
And for a while I lived in Eastern Canada, and for a while I lived in the United States, and for a while I lived in Germany.
所以有段时间呢，我住在加拿大东部，有一段时间我住在美国，有一段时间我住在德国。
But I frankly was always part of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
但是坦率地说呢，我一直是十六节教会的成员之一。
And it's true, when I was away, I was praying about the work of God that I was involved in, where I was when I was away.
所以呢，当我离开的时候呢，我通常为我在我在那里我离开的那个地方去祷告。
But at the same time, I was praying for the work of God at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
但是呢，同样的时间呢，我也为十六节教会呢神的工祷告。
Now, the same thing is true for us today. What do you think about those people who've left and gone to China?
所以呢，同样的事儿在今天也一样发生。你认为那些已经去了中国的那些人会怎么样
？And you've got a long list of your friends who aren't here anymore. They've gone back to China.
所以呢，你得了有一个长的列表，表上呢就是说那些人呢，你的朋友啊什么都已经去中国了。
Do you think they're still praying for you?
你认为他们仍然为你祷告吗
？And the answer is yes. I certainly hope so.
所以答案是的，我希望如此。
And are you still praying for them?
但是你仍然为他们祷告吗
？And the answer is yes, you're still praying for them.
所以答案是的，你仍然在为他们祷告。
And sometimes we see them, often on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or a Friday night, we'll often see them or a Saturday night, we see them on Zoom and we get all excited and we say, good to see you, it's China.Reporting in, they're all part of us as we're part of them.
所以有时候呢，我们非常高兴的在星期三、星期五或者星期六、星期二的晚上，我们能看见他们。我们说非常的高兴能看见你们， 你们所有的这些人以前都是我们这个家里的一员，现在你们已经在中国，非常高兴能在众目上见到你。
And so this man Epaphras is a marvelous example of what we should be to our home family, our home assembly when we're away. He loved them and he prayed for them earnestly.
所以这个以巴弗呢，给我们做出一个很好的榜样，让我们知道，当我们离开的时候，我们要为我们当时在的那个教会啊，去祷告，切切的为他们祷告。
His prayer was that the Colossians would stand firm in all the will of God, that they wouldn't be tossed one way or another, but they would be firm in all the will of God.
所以呢，这个呢，他的祷告是在神一切旨意上的一完成，信心充足，能站立的稳，让他们。
That they would be mature.
然后他们能够成熟。
And that they may be fully assured. In other words, that they would have great confidence in the truth of God.
对啊，信心充足，这个意思呢，就是他们在神的真理里面有足够的信心。
And he says in verse 13, again regarding Epaphras, I vouch for him that he is working hard for you.And for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis.
所以在第13节呢，他继续介绍这个以巴弗，他说他为你们和老底家并希拉波利的弟兄多多的劳苦，这是我可以给他做见证的。
So now you've got an interesting development. Apparently there were three assemblies in a relatively close area.In Asia.
所以呢现在呢你得到一个很有趣的一个画面。实际上有三个教会当时在那个亚细亚的地方那三个教会是非常近的。
There were Christians in Colossae, there were Christians in Laodicea, there were Christians in Hierapolis.
所以呢这里有基督徒在哥罗西有基督徒在老底家有基督徒的在希拉波利。
And apparently, these three assemblies used to somehow get together.
所以呢，很明显的，这三个教会呢，他们通常呢，会聚在一起。
We're not sure how that happened, but it could be that they might have had an Easter conference together.
我们不知道他们是怎么聚在一起的，但是他们有可能有这个复活节的特会这样的会议。
And we don't know how, but I think that they were probably close enough so that when something special happened, they could go from one to the other or meet in another place.
因为我们不知道是怎么发生的，但是我们知道他们那个距离近到足够可以，当有什么特别的事情发生的时候，他们可以互相的去访问。
So what we're beginning to get a picture of now is that the assembly is a delightful unit, but there is something beyond the assembly which is also very important for us.
现在我们得到的一个什么样的画面呢？这些画面呢，他们有时间他们是可以聚在一起，但是有更多的事比那个聚在一起更重要的另外一些事。
Paul wasn't part of the assembly, but he was certainly, active in them. He loved them. He reached out to them, though he had never seen them.
现在使徒保罗呢，可能是他们中间教会的一员，他爱他们，他鼓励他们，但是呢，他从来没有见过他。
So I asked myself the question then, how did these three assemblies coordinate?How did they carry on together?
现在呢，我问我自己一个问题，这三个教会，他们是怎么联系在一起的？他们是怎么协调的呢？
And I think that when people like Epaphras came to town, they would preach in each of these three different assemblies.
所以我认为当那个以巴弗来到的时候呢， 他会在那三个教会里每一个教会里单独的讲道。
It is interesting that the principle of the itinerant preacher is a common and delightful principle in New Testament scripture.
所以呢，这里呢，这个原则呢是非常有趣的，就是说一个独立的传道人呢，他会在不同的教会之间传道。
Men of God are gifted not only for one assembly, they are often gifted for the church.
所以呢，这个属神的人，他不光光是有仅仅待在一个教会的恩赐，他同样是对整个神的教会里，有这样的去协调的恩赐。
In a much broader sense than just the local assembly.
所以呢，这个呢是有一个更宽更广的这样一个用途，对于仅仅是不是仅仅待在一个教会。
So we are very thankful for men of God like Joe Reece.
我们非常感激那些属神的人，就像 Joe Reece 一样。
And Joe Reece preaches in many assemblies around Canada and even in Europe, mostly in Ireland and in the United States. How's that happen?
所以 Joe Reece 呢，他传道呢，在加拿大的各个教会之间传道，甚至就是在欧洲，大部分时间在爱尔兰，甚至也在美国所有的地方传道，这个怎么发生的呢？
Well, he's doing the same thing that the preachers in the New Testament did.
所以他做的事情跟在新约时代的那些基督徒做的同样的事。
Where did Jesus preach?
那主耶稣在哪里传道呢？
Well, in many places in Israel, in Galilee, in Jerusalem, the other side of Jordan, up in the land of the Syrophoenicians, he preached in many places.
所以呢，主耶稣基督他在以色列境内很多的地方去传道，在加利利，在耶路撒冷，甚至在约旦河的另一面，甚至在那一个叫推罗西顿那里去。
Where did the apostle Peter preach?
那个使徒保罗彼得他在哪里传道呢？
Yeah, many places. Paul was saying the people of God are itinerant preachers. They go from one place to another. That is God's way.
所以呢，彼得他是在很多地方传道，这就是神的方式。他们是在不同的地方做不同的传道。
Now that has many delightful implications. It means that not only in one small assembly, but in many assemblies, we appreciate the blessing and the teaching of one great man of God.
所以这里呢，就是说呢，它不仅仅是说在一个教会，这里给我们指出来一个很重要的一个特点，就是说很多很多当地的教会同时享受一个属神的人来给我们传道。
It's also God's way of enabling the gift that God has given to one man to be a blessing in many places.
所以这同样是神行事的方式，神把恩赐给某一个人，这样这个人可以把这些赐福带到许多不同的当地教会里面去。
But it also has the advantage that it causes the people from many different churches all to think and to believe the same thing.
所以这样同样有一个优势呢，这就是让所有的不同地方的当地教会，他们同样相信和了解同样一个真理。
Okay, we're all drawn together because we learned the truth of God in a common way, often from the same individuals.
所以呢，我们同样呢，经常是被带在一起，我们用同样的一个方式，从一个人那里听到的同样的神的真理。
So when my mother was a new Christian, when our mother was a new Christian, way back in Vancouver many years ago, She went along to several meetings at 16th Avenue Gospel, listening to the truth of God of a man whose name was W.J. McClure.
所以呢，他的妈妈年轻的时候呢，当他还是在温哥华的时候呢，他和那些教会的基督徒去很多教会去听同一个人讲道，和其他基督徒，这个人的名字叫J.W. McClure。
He was an Irishman. He preached in many places, including Australia and the United States, but he also preached much in Vancouver.
所以呢，他是一个爱尔兰人，他当时呢，在很多地方传道，甚至在澳大利亚、在加拿大、在美国，但是他的大部分时间都在温哥华传道，他也在温哥华传道。
And so I never knew him, but I learned a lot from my mother and father because they learned from him.
因为我从来没见过这个人，但是我知道很多关于他的，从我的父母那里知道，因为我的父母听到过他的讲道。
So many years ago, I went to Ireland and I was entertained in the home of a lovely Irish woman.
因为很多年前我去爱尔兰，然后我被一个非常可爱的一个爱尔兰妇女招待。
And as we were chatting, I said to her, you know, Mr. McClure came to Vancouver and he had a big influence on my mother's life.
然后呢，我就跟他谈到，我说那个叫McClure的那个先生呢，他来到温哥华。 传道，他对我的妈妈的一生的影响非常大。And
this dear woman said to me, Mr. McClure used to preach a lot in our assembly, and he had a big impact on my life.
那个姐妹说呢，Mr. McClure 也在我的教会里经常的传道，他对我的整个人生影响也非常巨大。And
what happened then was because he had preached to both of us, we were very much together in our heart, in our thinking, in our theology, in our love for God. He was a uniting force, not just within an assembly, but amongst many assemblies.
因为这个结果是什么呢？结果呢，就是说，他听到过那个McClure的讲话，我也听到过，所以这样呢，把我们的心，把我们的爱。 把我们的神学观念联系在一起，我们两个人交谈的时候非常近，所以这个人是一个把我们连在一起的一个巨大的力量。Now
the Apostle Paul was like that, and if you went to the assembly in Rome, or to the assembly in Philippi, or to the assembly in Colossae, you would find them similar because they had all learned from Paul.
所以呢，使徒保罗他就是这样的一位人。他在罗马的教会工作过，在哥罗西教会工作，老李家教会工作过。所以，如果你把那些所有的人当时的人呢，他把这些所有的人都用同一个神的，就是神的真理联系成为一个神的大的家庭。Similarly,
Epaphras was that kind of man, and he taught from Rome. He taught at Colossae, at Hierapolis, at Laodicea, and he helped to bring the people of God together.
所以那个以巴佛呢，也是同样的那个人。他当时呢，在罗马教会讲道，在哥罗西教会讲道，在老李家，在希拉波利教会讲道。所以他把这些当时的所有的属神的基督徒呢，把他们联系在一起了。So
many years ago, I was invited to go to Malaysia to preach the truth of God.
很多年前呢，我被邀请去马来西亚讲神的真理。
And when I was there, they said to me, we want you to go to the city of Kuantan and preach there.
所以呢，当我到那的时候呢，他们跟我说呢，我要你到那个Kuantan那个城市去，我要你在那里讲道。
So I went to Kuantan. I had never been to that part of the world before. I didn't know anybody anywhere near Kuantan.
所以呢，我到了宽汤的时候，因为我从来没到宽汤，所以我不认识任何在宽汤的人，甚至在宽汤附近的人，我都不认识。A
man met me at the airport, and he said, "You come, you can stay with me while you preach in Kuantan."
所以呢，一个男人呢，在机场接到他，他说，在你在宽汤讲道的时候呢，你和我住在一起。He
was Chinese.
他是个中国人。
He was a Chinese Malaysian.
他是中国人，马来西亚人。
As we were driving to his house from the airport, I said to him, "You speak English very, very well." I said, "How did you learn to speak English like that?"
所以呢，当我们开车在路上到他地方的时候呢，我跟他说，你的英语讲得非常好，你怎么样可能怎么学到讲这么好的英语呢？
He said, "I learned to speak English like this when I was in Vancouver."
所以呢，他说，当我在温哥华的时候，我才学到了这么好的英语。
I said, "What?"
我说什么?
And then he started talking about the fact that he came to Vancouver and he was in one of the Vancouver assemblies. I didn't know him. But he was like me, and he knew me, and he loved me. He even talked like me because of the common assembly life that we had had.
所以呢，他当时他在温哥华呢，他是在一个教会，那个教会我是不知道的，但那个教会跟我们是一样的，是一个同样的教会，所以他爱我，他跟我说话，他。 跟我所有的一切的联系都很顺利，但是因为当时我们都在同样的一个有共同特点的教会。Okay,
so our job is to be a uniter. We keep bringing the people of God together.
所以呢，我们的工作呢是做一个联合者，我们一直保持着。 把其他的人带到神的家里来，把他们带到一起。Don't
ever be a divider.
所以不要做一个分裂者。The
book of Proverbs says that God hates those who spread discord among brethren.
所以呢，箴言里讲呢，神厌恶、憎恶那些把弟兄分开的那些人。
So we keep bringing them together.
所以我们要一直把所有的人带到一起。
Now verse 14 says, "Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send their greetings."
第14节继续说，所亲爱的医生路加和迪马问你们安。
So this man, Dr. Luke, had a very interesting but a very different kind of Christian ministry.
所以这个叫路加的这个医生呢，是一个非常不同的基督徒的人士。I
don't think we ever read of a sermon that Dr. Luke preached.
所以我不认为我们读到过这个路加医生他讲的道。
But we read about him over and over and over again.
所以呢，我们就一直的读到他。
He was a helper to the work of God.
他是呢，做神工的一个帮助者。
He often traveled with Paul, and I would think he probably made sure that Paul stayed healthy.
所以他经常和使徒保罗一起旅行。我认为呢，他的目的呢，大概就是保持保罗的健康。I
think Paul was often quite sick, and Luke kept him going.
所以我认为呢，使徒保罗经常生病，所以那个路加呢，就保持他的健康状况，可以继续进行。But
some people say that Luke was something of a scientist.
所以有些人说呢，这个路加是某种形式的科学家。In
those days, if you were a scientist, you would be a man who would be using science for the good of the people.
所以在那个时期呢，如果你是一个科学家呢，他们都会用你来，用你的科学去为那些其他的人服务。
And I think he practiced medicine in a scientific way.
所以我认为他行医呢，是用一种科学的方式来行医。
And I think if you were traveling with him and you had something wrong with you, you would say, Dr. Luke, I'm sick, I've got this kind of a problem. And he would say, you need to do this.
所以呢，我认为如果你跟他一起旅行的时候，你感到身体哪里不舒服，你跟他说，陆家我哪里不舒服，他说，我认为你应该这么去做。
And you might say to him,I don't want to do that. I don't think that's going to work.
你有可能跟他说呢，我不想那么做，因为我觉得那样可能没有什么效果。
And it wouldn't surprise me if he would go to his notebook and he would say, listen, I can give you the names of 10 people who had the same disease that you got and they all took this medicine and they were all cured.
对呢我丝毫不感到惊奇。如果你说那个话的时候，他会把他的笔记本拿出来，那笔记本上记着十个人跟你得同样的病，然后吃同样的药，然后他们都治好了。
Medicine was a science even 2,000 years ago.
所以医学呢是一门科学，甚至在2000年之前都是。
Now the question is, if you were going... If you were going to go to a doctor, would you like to go to a doctor who was always right, or a doctor that was right 70% of the time?
所以呢，我认为呢，我问你，如果说你要去看医生，你是总去看那一个经常是对的人，还是看一个70% 的正确率的医生呢？
Okay, and you'd say, I want to go to the always doctor, please.
所以呢，你说我想去看那个一直是正确的医生。
Now, Dr. Luke wrote the book of Luke and Acts.
所以呢，这个路加医生呢，他写了路加福音和使徒行传。
And he brought his scientific precision and analysis...to all that he wrote. Same mind, same attention to detail, same accuracy.
所以呢实际上呢他写路加和使徒行传的时候他带着他的医学的同样的精准和分析这样的思维这样的大脑写出了这两本。
Okay. And so he had a totally different kind of ministry,But without him, we would not have the confidence that we have in the New Testament. He brought his scientific mind to the details of medicine and especially the details of the historicity of the gospel.
所以呢，如果没有路加这样的服事呢，实际上我们可能没有这么足的信心关于这个新约，因为他把这一个医生的科学的大脑，甚至就是说从精准的历史的记录来说，写了这两本书。
So what is your job for Jesus Christ?
所以你的工作为了主耶稣是什么呢？
You may have a job like the Apostle Paul.You may have a job like Epaphras. You may have a job like Mark. You may have a job like Luke.
所以你可能有一个工作跟保罗类似，你有可能有个工作跟以巴弗类似，你有可能有个工作跟马可，你有可能有个工作呢和这个路加有一样的工作。
But the Bible says we all have been gifted by the Lord. We've all got some responsibility, and we certainly have got some ability.
所以呢，实际上呢，圣经告诉我们呢，我们所有的人都有神来的恩赐，所以我们有同样的职责，我们有同样有某种能力。
So we take great confidence from these references because we are part of God's family doing God's work as well.
所以我们其实这个也是他的信心，我们都是神的家庭的一员，我们都做着神的工。
And Demas was with Paul, verse 14. He also sent his greetings.
迪马呢，当时呢，和那个在一起，他也是问他们。
Now Demas had a problem we read about elsewhere. He actually left Paul at one point because he loved the world.
所以呢，这个里面呢，我们就读到说迪马呢。 他可能有些问题，实际上他离开了使徒保罗，当时因为他爱这个世界。So
I'm not sure whether this story takes place before or after Demas left Paul.
所以呢，我不是很确定这故事在什么时候发生的，是在他离开保罗之前呢，还是在离开保罗之后发生的。I
hope that it was after.
我希望是在以后。
I hope that Demas served the Lord and then loved the world and he got out into the world and he said, nope, this is wrong. I'm going back to serve Jesus.
所以我认为呢，当时呢，他是，我希望他当时他说呢，我不想服侍主了，我想爱这个世界。然后到了这个世界以后呢，他说这个世界不好，我不待在这里，我要回去服侍我的主。
Now verse 15 says, give my greetings to the brothers at Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house.
就是说请问老底家的弟兄和宁法并他家里的教会安。
That would mean that the people at Colossae, the saints in the assembly at Colossae knew the Christians in Laodicea. They got together often.
所以这里呢，可能就是当时的哥伦西的教会或者老底家的教会，他们当时呢经常聚在一起。And
so again, I go back to the context of 16. We like to get together as our assembly, but we also want together to get together like the Easter conference and in other ways. We try to get together with others who know and love the Lord the way we do.
所以呢，这就是像16节教会一样的。16节教会我们经常喜欢聚在一起，但是我们也喜欢以复活节特会这样的方式和其他的这些和我们同样的方式认识主、爱主的那些人聚在一起。
Now we keep on hearing about the house churches in China.
所以我们一直听到呢，在中国有一些家庭教会。
And of course, that's a pretty good idea because it comes right out of the New Testament. There were many house churches.
这是一个很好的主意，但是呢，这个呢，是在新约里通常会出现家庭教会。
I think John Mark's mother had a church in her house. The church often gathered in her house. We know that.
所以我认为呢，约翰和马可他们的妈妈呢有一个家庭教会，那些基督徒经常在他的家里聚会。我们知道这个。Here's
this woman, Nympha. She had a church in her house.
这里有一个叫宁法的，因为她也有一个在她家里有一个教会。
Then there was Lydia in the book of Philippians, sorry, in the city of Philippi. She had a church in her house.
所以有一个叫利迪亚的一个妇女在腓立比，在她家里也有一个家庭教会。
It's very interesting. We don't read that these women did all the preaching. They just did all the housework.
所以呢，非常有趣的呢，我们从来没听说过这些妇女讲道。 他们所做的呢，实际上在家庭教会的服务。I
think I probably would have liked to have gone to Lydia's house because she probably not only had a nice house, I think she probably made nice dumplings.
所以他说呢，我想问，如果我去当时莉莉亚的家里，她不仅有一个非常大的很好的房子，她可能也会做很好吃的饺子。
When we were children, when we were youth, we never had a church in our house, but we often had a lot of people from our church in our house.
所以呢，这是当我还是个孩子的时候呢，我们当时还没有一个教会的建筑物，所以我们认识了很多人从其他教会来到我们家里的，从家里来的家庭教会的人。
And they used to come to hear the good truth of God from our father who would preach.
因为他们通常都来听我的爸爸讲道，讲神的真理。
And they would also come for lemon meringue pie, because my mother made really good lemon meringue pie.
所以他们经常来呢，到我们家里来吃那个柠檬派，因为在我的妈妈会做一个很好吃的柠檬派。
It's marvelous, isn't it, how the family of God fits together. And you get to go to Nympha's house. There's a church there. And wonderful things must have happened in Nympha's house.
这就是神的道的行的方式。他们通常呢来到那个宁法的那个家里。这里呢有一个在他家里有一个教会，这些教会都是属神的人。
Now verse 16. After this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea.
第十六节继续说，你们念了这幅书信便交给老底家的教会，叫他们也念，你们也要念从老底家来的书信。
So here's this book of Colossians, and we've enjoyed reading it. It's just 4 pages long, but it's a good book. We've enjoyed reading it.
这里呢是一个关于哥罗西书，其实虽然仅仅只有四页书，但是我们非常喜欢读这个哥罗西书。
Who should read it?
那谁应该读这
本？ Well, certainly all the Colossians would read it.
当然呢，是所有的哥罗西的人应该读这封信。
But Paul is saying to them, now listen, don't just you read it. Take the letter of Colossians, take it over to the assembly at Laodicea, and you make sure that they read it too, because the truth of God in Colossians is not just for the Colossians, it's for the Laodiceans, and by extension, it's for all the churches of God, even till today.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，跟哥林西书说，你们不仅自己要读这封信，你们也要把这封信给老底家的教会。这封信不仅仅是给当时的哥林西教会，也是给老底家教会的，也是延伸到给世界上所有的神的教会的。甚至今天的所有神的教会，我们也要读这封信。
And then he says, now remember, I have also written an epistle to the church in Laodicea. So you get the letter written to the Laodiceans, and you read that in Colossae.
所以呢，实际上呢，使徒保罗跟他说，我不仅仅给你们写的信，也给老底家写的信。你把我给你们写的信给老底家看，然后把老底家给我写给老底家的信呢，也带来给你们哥罗西人看。
But of course that raises a problem. The problem is we don't have today the letter to the Laodiceans.
所以这样呢，就会引起了一个问题。这个问题呢，直到今天我们都没有读到过老底家的信。
God in His mercy.Preserve the letter of to the Colossians so that it could be in the New Testament, but he did not preserve the letter to the Laodiceans so that it could be in the New Testament.
所以呢，神的恩典和怜悯，他保留了这个给哥罗西人的信，但是呢，神并没有保留这个给老底家的信。 这样他也可以放在新约里。但是我们有恩典和怜悯，神的恩典，我们可以读到神给哥罗西的信。
So Paul wrote a great deal that we know nothing about other than that he wrote it.
所以呢，使徒保罗他给老底家写了信，但是呢，我们仅仅知道是他写了信，至于写信的细节内容，我们不知道。
We don't have the letter to the Laodiceans.
因为我们没有那封写给老底家的信。
We don't have the first letter that he wrote to the Corinthians.Because when he wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians, he refers to a letter he had written earlier.
现在我们甚至没有使徒保罗写给哥林多人的第一封信，因为我们在哥林多前书里读到的是呢，他引用了一个在他写给哥林多前书之前写给哥林多人的一封信。
What we do have is what God has preserved for us.So we praise him for it, we study it, we learn it. But we don't have what he didn't preserve, which would mean he is not going to hold us responsible for that. He did reveal all we need to know, and it's in the letters that we do have.
所以呢，我们现在呢，就是说我们非常感谢神，赞美神，神给我们保留了这些给我们写信的写的信在新约里面，但是呢，神没有保留在新约里面的信呢，神就我们认为神不需要我们去知道，我们也不需要去那些感兴趣，我们只是说在新约里神保留的信给我们能够读到的，就已经对我们来说已经足够了。
And now verse 17 says, "Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the work."You have received in the Lord.
第十七节继续说，要对雅基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。
All right, that's a big responsibility. The Lord gives us work to do. We are supposed to finish the work that he gives us to do.
所以呢，这是一个巨大的责任，因为神交给我们的事工。我们就要把它做完。
It's usually easier for us to start a work than to finish it.
所以呢，对我们来说呢，通常呢，是比较容易去开始一个工作，但是却没有结束。
And so Archippus had to be reminded, God wants you to do the work. You got started. Keep on going and finish that work.Don't give up now.
所以这个雅基布呢，他受到提醒，他提醒雅基布说，你要谨慎你从主所领受的工，好完成它，把它完成，不要中间半途而废，停止。
Now there are many reasons why people don't complete the work.
所以有很多原因让很多人半途而废而不结完成这个工作。
And I'm not sure, but Archippus has got an interesting name that may give us a clue as to why he didn't finish the work.
所以呢，这个雅基布呢有一个很有趣的名字，那这个名字的意思呢，可能给我们一些线索，为什么他没有完成他所领受的工。
Archippus is a word.With two major parts, two major sections.
所以这个雅基布这个词呢，它可以分两部分。
The first part is ark, and the second part is hippus.
所以呢，第一件事呢，分第一部分呢是雅，第二部分是基布。
All right, the second part means horse.
所以第二部分呢的意思是马。
Okay, now the word Philippians is the second part is horse there too. So the word Philippians is philo, to love, hippus, horse, Philippians, lover of horses.
所以那个腓立比呢，腓立比书呢，他的那个书呢，就是说后面这个腓立是爱马，前面那个是马。所以这是就那一伙爱马的人，这个腓立比。
This man's name is Ark. archippus. And the first part of that word is ark, and it means, among other things, chief or boss.
这个 archippus 雅基布呢，第一部分是 ark， 这个 ark 呢，意味着呢，他是那个头，是那个主人，所以后面部分呢是马。
There's a man in the Bible who's not a man, an angel in the Bible whose name was Michael.
所以呢，在圣经里呢，有一个人，他的不是一个人，是一个天使，他的名字呢是麦加。
He is called Michael the Archangel, which means he was the boss over many angels.
他的名字呢叫迈克尔，迈克尔，他就叫Archangel。 阿克安杰的认识呢，他是所有的天使的头。
This man is Archippus, which would mean he was the chief or the boss horse.
所以呢，这个人呢，他叫Archippus，就是雅基古呢，他的意思呢，就是他是那个竹马或者是个领头马。
What is the problem here? The potential problem.
所以这个潜在的问题在这里是什么呢？
And it's this, he could say, I'm the boss, therefore I don't have to go to work. Let the others work, I'm the boss.
这里意思呢，就是说呢，我就是老板，所以我不用工作，让其他的人去工作，我就做老板就好了。
God says, no, we've all got a responsibility, and just because you may be at the top, just because you may be the boss, doesn't mean to say that you don't have to work anymore.
所以那神说呢，我们每个人都有自己的工作，说你可能是在上面，你可能是老板，但这并不意味着你可以不工作。
And so Paul had to remind Archippus, don't stop now, keep on working, finish the work that God called you to do.
所以呢，使徒保罗必须提醒这个雅基布说，要谨慎你从主所受的事工，好好完成它。And
now a very almost emotional line at the end. Paul says, "I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand."
因为在最后一节呢，就是一个很令人感动的一个经文。他说：“我保罗亲笔问你们安。”Okay,
so we've got a long letter. How was the letter written?
所以呢，我们有一封很长的信。这个信是怎么写出来的呢？
And Paul didn't write it himself.
所以实际上，使徒保罗他是自己拿了个笔写下来。
Many believe he didn't write it himself because he had bad vision.
所以呢，很多人相信这封信不是他写的，因为他的视力很差。
Some of us today can write relatively well because we've got good glasses.
所以我们今天呢，有些人呢，可以去写很多字，因为我们有一个老花镜可以戴着。
But he had others write it. Some may have suggested that it was Tychicus who wrote it for him. We don't know for sure.
也有人说就是那个推基古给他写的，但是呢，我们不很确定这封信是推基古帮他写的。But
he says, I signed the letter myself. And so he wrote the greeting and he signed the letter in his own hands, probably with great difficulty and probably with a very big script so that he could read it.
所以呢，这里呢，讲到的保罗说，最后呢，我亲自的签了这个字，签了这个字呢，这个意思呢，就是说，不管有多么的困难，保罗还是把他的名字签上去了，这有可能呢，他这个字写的非常大，也很大的字写出来的。
So that's very interesting. If Paul couldn't write, how could he read?
所以呢，这是非常有趣的。如果使得保罗他不能写字，那他怎么可以读字呢？
Paul knew the Old Testament very, very well. How did he read?
所以呢，使徒保罗对旧约非常的熟悉，他怎么去读呢？
And he probably had some of these younger men who were with him read the Bible to him. And he probably listened to them as they read it out loud for him.
所以呢，有可能呢，这中间有几个年轻人呢，他们把整个的圣经读给使徒保罗听。那些年轻人呢，用很大的声音，很清楚的读给保罗听。
And so he may very well have said to one of these young men, or more of them on occasion, he might have said, I would like you to travel with me.
所以呢，他对这些几个跟他读圣经的年轻人，或者其中之一个，或者所有的人说呢，当我旅行的时候，我希望你们能跟我在一起。
And they might have said to him, well, that would be nice, Paul. What would you like me to do when I travel with you?
所以呢，那几个年轻人会跟使徒保罗说，这样太好了。但是我跟你一起旅行的时候，你要我做什么呢？
He might have said, I'd like you to read to me, please. You just keep reading and reading the Bible as we're walking.You can read to me in the middle of the night when I can't sleep. I can wake you up and I can say, would you please read to me? And you can read to me.
所以保罗说呢，你跟我在一起的时候，你就跟我读圣经，读圣经。我们走路的时候，你跟我读。当我晚上睡不着觉的时候，我就把你叫醒，你也来跟我读圣经。
And you've heard us speak often.Of the great man of God whose name was Harry Ironside.
所以呢，你们通常会听到一个属神的一个伟大的人，他的名字叫 Harry Ironside.
He was a powerful man of God, wrote many, many wonderful books, and some of you have got some of them, and we'd like to get more of them to you. When he was an older man, he lost his eyesight.
所以呢，他呢，是一个属神的一个大能的人，他写了很多书。你们中间呢，有些人呢，可能是有他的书。我们想呢，得到更多的他写的书送给大家。但是当他老的时候呢，他那个失去了他的视力。
His wife actually died several years before he died, and he had bad eyesight.He married a woman with good eyesight so that she could be his eyes for him in his latter life.
所以呢，实际上呢，很多在他死之前，很多年前，他的妻子就去世了。所以呢，他就跟一个视力很好的一个姐妹结婚了。而这个姐妹呢，就可以去读他所有他写过的东西。也可以帮他写东西。
And then he concludes with a simple line. He says, remember my chains.
所以呢，这里呢，得出了一个非常简单的结论，你们要纪念我的捆锁。
Do you think he liked his chains?
你认为保罗喜欢他的捆锁吗？
Do you think his chains hurt?
你认为那个捆锁对他有伤害吗？
You can imagine his heartache and his sorrow every day, chains, chains, year after year, in chains, in chains. He says, when you pray, would you remember my chains, please?
所以你可以想象一下，在那个捆锁在保罗的内心和他的思想里面造成的痛苦。他多少年呢？他一直是被捆锁着，所以他跟他们说呢，当你们祷告的时候，要记得为我的捆锁祷告。
So Paul writes this book, and he writes it to the Colossians, and he says, I want you to be a Colossus for Jesus.
为什么呢？保罗把这些信写给那些哥罗西的人，他写信的目的呢，是要他们成为在基督里的巨人。
Was he a Colossus for Jesus?
所以保罗自己是在基督里的巨人吗？
Yeah, I believe he was.
是的，我相信他是。
His very last line is, grace be with you.
所以最后一句呢，就是说，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Okay, you remember my chains, but my prayer is that grace will be with you.
所以呢，你纪念我的捆锁，但是我的祷告呢，是恩典与你们同在。
Okay, wonderful man.
是一个非常神奇的人。
All right, that's the end of our book of Colossians. Next week, Lord willing, we'll take a look at 1 Thessalonians. We'll just keep going. 1 Thessalonians. We've got just a minute or two. Any comment or question as we just finish off now?
我们呢，这就是我们哥罗西书学完了。下个星期呢，我们继续学贴前贴斯摩尼加前书，我们会一直这么学下去。所以我们还有几分钟，大家有什么问题关于哥罗西书的和你自己的看法？
All right. Well, our prayer is that Lord's going to help us and make us the kind of people that we should be, just as Paul was praying for the Colossians. So let's pray, and then we'll get together next time, whenever that be, but certainly next week.
所以我们的祷告呢是，这个呢，主会赐福给我们。把我们建造成一个像使徒保罗那样的人。所以呢，下个星期呢，主若允许，我们下个星期继续回来。我们现在开始祷告。Okay.
Lord bless us, we pray. We thank you so much for your goodness to us.
主啊，我求您赐福给我们，我们非常感恩你给我们的美善。
Lord, when we read about the instructions, the prayers for this people, that they become a colossus for the Lord. We often say, Lord, we're exactly the opposite. We're not a colossus. We're just minuscule in our eyes.
主啊，我们当时我们读到这个祷告，为当时的哥罗西人说的话，祷告他们，让他们成为在主里面的巨大的基督徒。但是主啊，在我们自己眼里，我们通常觉得我们是正好是恰恰相反，我们是一个微不足道的人。
Lord, we would pray that you will help us believe you and love you and obey you in order that we might be great for Jesus as well.
主啊，请帮助我们去爱你、顺服你、信你。这样呢，我们可以成为一个在您里面的一个巨大的基督徒。
So we thank you for the grace of God, and we thank you that because of that, there is hope for us. We want to live for Jesus.
所以呢，主啊，我们非常感谢您的恩典，因为有这样的恩典，所以呢，我们有这样的一个希望，所以我们可以活在主耶稣基督里面。
And we give thanks again now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再次献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all again. The Lord bless you.